This is the first hearing involving the South Supreme Airlines plane crash in the Melekia court. Advocate Monyluak Alorkwol, who represents the families of the victims, says attempts to amicably resolve the case out of court between the families and the airline has failed.
We actually gave them a notice long time ago. They did not reply to our notice. And the purpose of the notice was to seek a settlement. If they were to sit with their relatives, then we would see whether we could reach an amicable solution. They did not. So it is their failure that made us to come here.
Neither South Supreme Airlines executives or their lawyers appeared in court today. As a result, the presiding judge postponed the hearing for another week, pending the appearance of the defendant. Should the defendant fail to appear in the next scheduled hearing, the court will listen to the case put forward by the victims' families and their lawyers. Kwol says the families deserve compensation from the airline.
Aircrafts all over the world are governed by conventions and laws. Okay, so this is not a unique accident. It happens. So there are modalities of compensating the passengers. Okay, the fact that the passengers died on board will make them be responsible for their compensation.
In March this year, South Supreme Airlines flight HK4274, bound for the capital Juba, departed from Pierre Village of Jonglei State's Wuror County and crashed minutes later. All 10 people on board died, including 8 passengers. John Kiel Mayuol lost his wife during the plane crash. He tells South Sudan in Focus that attempts by families of the deceased to meet with South Supreme Airlines representatives to settle the matter failed, forcing the families to seek a redress in court.
Supreme Airline, the company of Ayi Duang Ayi, did not come and sit with us to talk. He did not even come and pay for us condolences when the incident happened. We have not seen Ayi since then. We could only hear Ayi speaking on the media. Ayi did not appear before us for any talk.
Mayuol says the families of the plane crash victims deserve compensation from South Supreme Airline for the loss of their loved ones.
It is a global practice. Once a human being crashes in a plane, the company has to take responsibility. We are following legal measures and we have started.
Ayi Duang Ayi, a representative of the South Supreme Airline, told South Sudan in Focus today that his company is still waiting for investigations into the incident to be carried out by the Civil Aviation Authority before taking any further steps.
After that, we will all come to hear the three parties, South Supreme, relatives of those who died in the plane, an insurance company. All of us, the three parties, will hear when the Civil Aviation reads for us the investigations of the incident. After that, we will then get to know who will compensate victims. Will it be South Supreme, insurance company, or will it be the captain?
For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.